Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. A little bit of a late start here, but this is your host, Allison, back from a couple of weeks off. And I'm just letting you know that I'm working the herbal tea tonight and the Ricola. You know, I've kind of had a little bit of a nasty virus, and I'm feeling a lot better, and I'm hoping that I can make the show, you know, get through the whole thing tonight. And I also want to thank all of you for your love and your prayers concerning my daughter, who had two emergency surgeries a couple of weeks ago. She's still in the hospital, but she's expected to go home as soon as tomorrow. And I certainly would appreciate all of your continued prayers for her recovery. So thanks so much, guys. I got a lot of really nice emails, a lot of nice messages on Facebook, and God bless you all. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I also wanted to thank some new friends to the show. Labor Day weekend, I traveled with Susan Duval of Susan Duval Seminars and Utopia Travel on a wonderful spiritual conference at sea, and I met some beautiful souls, and I had a really nice time. And I know some of them are tuning in tonight, so I just wanted to give them all a shout-out. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. And be sure to look on the show info page for Visible by Numbers on the front page of BBS Radio. You just look right there on the homepage. You can find Visible by Numbers on Monday nights. There's a little info tab there. And if you click on that tab, there's some links to my newsletter, to my pages on Twitter and Facebook, and my blog. And I would love to add you as my friend, so check it out. And you can also see some pictures from the spiritual conference I was talking about on Facebook. And just maybe you might decide to join us on our next great adventure. And I'm going to be talking about the energy of September here in a moment, but I know I heard a beep, so I'm going to take my caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi. I'm originally from Hungary. Right now I'm on Long Island, New York.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading your newsletter, and I'm really very interested in knowing a little bit more how you can get the connection between the numbers and the psychic energy to, mm-hmm. you know, these different approaches come to the same conclusion? You know, do you see the same things by numbers, what, you know, a psychic would see or predict?
Exactly. That was one of the interesting things that I've always experienced whenever I've read side-by-sides with psychics and mediums, is that the clients that would actually have a reading with a psychic, you know, let's say at one point in their day, and then they end up getting a numerology reading with me later on in the day, they are always amazed that I come through with the same information that the psychic or medium would get. And I only conclude it this way. When a psychic and medium goes to read your energy, they're actually tapping into your auric field or your energy field, and they're pulling out the information in that way. With numerology, we go through your numbers, and actually your numbers are your energy. And we go through the numbers to tap into your energy and to bring forth information in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So and any numerologist or any person that studies numerology, certainly they're going to be drawn towards the spiritual. They're going to be drawn towards metaphysics. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there in the first place. Most often, a numerologist has a great deal of intuitive or psychic ability themselves. It's just they simply feel more comfortable going through the numbers in order to retrieve that information. So I know that a lot of my readings, when I read for people, I really feel a very strong divine presence that guides my readings. I also receive visual. Sometimes I see things, I hear things, I feel things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of psychic energy as well, but it's blended with the numbers, which I think can make for a very profound and very insightful reading. That's really an excellent question, Agnes.
Thank you so much. So do you pick up anything about me?
Do you want to give me your date of birth?
May 19th, 1970.
May 19th, 1970. Is that correct, Agnes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just give me a moment and just let me look at these for a minute here. Let's see. One thing that I would say that we are would have to discuss is the day that you're born. You were born on the 19th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when we're looking at the energy of the day that you're born, the one thing that that's telling me about you is that you brought in this lifetime, a karmic lesson. Actually, you've brought in a couple of karmic lessons, but we'll concentrate on the 19th, and this really can have to do with your own personal power, that in a past life you may have abused your power in some fashion, perhaps made a decision that was somewhat self-serving. And in the process of making that decision, you may have actually taken away someone else's power. So in this lifetime, I think that there's some lessons for you in the proper use of your power. You may actually have experienced in your lifetime where you have been dominated over or perhaps unable to express your individuality, or maybe there's times when you yourself are fearful of your own power. And this would be part of that karmic lesson. Your life path number itself is also karmic as well. So what that's telling me is also in the past life, there is an issue with your personal freedom as well. That you know, maybe in the pursuit of your freedom and wanting to come and go and do as you please and not really follow any rules, you may have actually as well taken away someone else's freedom. So there is part of your life where you're going to find that there's limitations, that you don't have your freedom, that perhaps you do have to follow the rules in order to appreciate when and if you finally do achieve freedom in your life, then you're actually going to be appreciate the to be free to do what you want to do in life. You know, you're a five life path, which is normally someone who is very much easygoing, they're very freedom loving, they're very multi-talented. They do not like restrictions in their life. They do not like boundaries. It's a media number, so it's talking about you having a gift with communication, a gift with words. It certainly is the number of someone that might be a writer or do very well in any of the television, radio, or anything along those lines. But there is a certain restriction that's put in your life, that there are times when you may not vibrate to that five energy, where you may not quite feel like the free spirit, the adventurer, the traveler, the bohemian, mm-hmm. where you may actually place some restrictions upon yourself, or even the circumstances of your life can put some restrictions upon you, where your mm-hmm. freedom is severely limited. And that's two mm-hmm. things that I can tell right here. Now, one thing I also want to tell you is I'm looking at your challenges and some insight that I do want to give you here. Mm-hmm. As you really do have a gift with words mm-hmm. and artistic expression, and so I would really encourage you, if you do not do public speaking, you know, you may even be inhibited or you may have difficulty thinking of yourself as being a star, but you have a lot of star quality, and people would like you very immensely. You have a way about your really nice personality, and people would find that engaging. And you may not also, even with your own physical appearance, you may not see yourself as being as beautiful or as charismatic and charming as you truly are. So you do have this major three challenge. So I want to kind of impart to you that you are, on many levels, you know, a star, that you really do belong in front of people. You, whether it's expressing yourself maybe through a book or perhaps, you know, in workshops or public speaking or media of some sort. You really do have a gift that's written in your chart, but you're somewhat challenged to it. And, you know, I want to remind you, I know that we talked about karma here.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people think that karma is a punishment. And I'm one of those numerologists that looks at it quite differently. I really believe that in the before you came into this lifetime, you actually looked at what you had accomplished or done in a past life. And there may have been things that you wanted to work on. And when I see karmic numbers in a chart, what I see there is that you've actually written into an ironclad contract into this lifetime circumstances and experiences that would help you work out what you needed to understand what kind of went wrong in a past lifetime. It's not a punishment. It's not a judgment. It's a soul free will, soul choice. And so you are working out a couple of things here. The one thing I want to tell you about this year for you specifically is you're in an 8 year. And so you may have found as you move through this year that you've maybe received compliments or recognition for whatever work you do. And certainly it is the year for that. And it is a year that does place a great deal of emphasis on money, but it should be a very positive year for you as far as reaping in some rewards. But it is a highly karmic year, so if anything that is sowed in the past, that may be any negative energy or any unethical behavior, oftentimes it comes to, you know, the payment is due in the 8 year. But most people experience it as being a very positive year regarding their career, regarding their, you know, people actually acknowledging them and giving them kudos for their work. And by the end of this year, you should be feeling rather strong about what you have accomplished over the past 8 years. I think in September, it's going to place an extreme amount of emphasis on money with you. I would say that it's probably a time to get your financial house in order. And, you know, maybe look...
Interesting. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I'm a mother with 3 children, and I had my first child 8 years ago. So for the last 8 years, I've been at home with them. Today was the first day that my youngest went to school. And this whole week was about, and the last week, like, how am I starting up my new company, like a little, you know, private company.
When did you start your new company?
Well, I did not start it yet because I'm reading Maria De Simone's astrology news as well. And,
I
started before the 8th. I mean, I'm planning to start it new moon, the 18th, next week. But it is just so funny how, as you just said, this 8 year cycle came to an end exactly now. So it is just really very interesting how accurate your timeline is.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I would say, you know, if you're going to start it, the one thing about an 8 personal year, and I'll give you this as numerology advice, you may not want to make a commitment that's long-term at the end of your 8 year, because next year I feel that you're going to be perhaps changing things in your life, getting rid of things that you no longer need or you no longer want. Usually a 9 year is not a good year to start something, so you definitely don't want to start something after January of 2010. However,
so then maybe
next year
2011 would be a better year?
Yeah, I would say 2000. I would go with the planning stages on what you want to do. I would certainly...
And more like learning for
this
year.
And I really think, right, I think your year to launch a new business, really, I think not only will it be very positive for you as far as your numerology goes, it will also offer you the opportunities to start a new business, not this year and probably not next year, but 2011. But you absolutely, over the next year and X number of months, can do the planning and learning and studying and looking it over and thinking about it and organizing what you want to do. But I would absolutely launch it maybe in, you know, maybe in October of next year, the soonest that I would launch it. And then January of 2011 would be an opportune time for you as well. And that would be my numerological advice, okay?
Can I just have quickly another question to you?
Sure.
Yeah, it's like the relationship part of my life, which was really very karmic indeed this year. Can you tell me anything about that, like what these numbers mean in terms of... relationship for this year and the coming? Thank you.
Okay. What is his date of birth?
He is March 27, 65.
Okay. Yeah, I do see some... I do see some karma in the sense that in just his date of birth, you know, anyone that has that type of energy, most often with a 9 and the 2 and the 7 adds to a 9, you know, oftentimes you see with that particular person that they are working through some things that have to do with past life relationships. And so it definitely would speak of that he is working something through in this lifetime. And certainly you've got the 14-5. Now, he's very old soul, I have to say that much. without having his full name, which that really, his karma may actually come in with his name, because I'm not seeing karma per se in his life path and birthday number. So I do invite you, Agnes, if you would like, you can actually email me his full name and his date of birth and ask to, you know, ask me about the karmic relationship. And what I'll do is, I don't want you to give it on air for privacy reasons. And I will look at his, and I'll email you back and let you know if I see the karma there. But I do see in the 27, the day he's born, that if there is some past life things that he is working on in this life. Now, this year for him, he's wanting to make some changes in his life. And, you know, this can be a very disruptive year for relationships if the relationship is not solid. So, you know, I don't know if you guys are having trouble, but definitely he's going to be wanting his freedom this year. So why don't you email me that information, and I'd be happy to look at it a little closer for you, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate your insights. That was truly amazing. Thank
you
so very much. Thank you, Alison. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Hold on one moment. Okay. So September is always an intense month for all of us. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about this evening. And I'm not sure, did I just hear another beep? Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes. Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Alison. This is Linda calling from Florida.
And,
hi, Linda. Hi there. September is it's always been a bad month for me. I've been looking back through the years. Living in Florida, it seems like it's always a month I have to evacuate with hurricanes and everything, and my birthday's in September. And I just wanted to know when I can get off this this train of disaster and start finding some peace in my life.
Sure. Well, give me your date of birth first and foremost.
Okay, it's September 10th, 1952.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I want to explain about September is that it's always an intense month for everyone because our personal month number matches our personal year number. So whenever in numerology you double any number anywhere in a chart, it intensifies the good about that number as well as the negative about that number. So what's good gets better and what doesn't tends to get worse. So usually in September, whatever's going on in our life throughout the year, it is really a time that places a lot of emphasis on it during the month. And this particular September is particularly difficult on so many different levels. We have Mercury in retrograde from September 7th through the 29th, and we all know that that's a difficult time to start new things. It definitely messes with communication, information flow, travel. You got to be careful to make sure that messages are understood and delivered correctly. Everything needs double checking. So it's definitely, the Mercury in retrograde is not very helpful. And also the one thing that I do want to say is our previous caller, Agnes, mentioned Maria DeSimone. And she is a wonderful astrologist who has a site called InsightfulAstrology.com. And I recently sat in on a teleconference call with Maria as she was explaining the sun, the moon, and the stars and how that's going to affect our September. And, you know, I'm going to look at your chart personally here in just a second, but I do want to kind of bring this in for all my other listeners. And what Maria, you know, numerologists, we respect astrologers, and there's different divination tools. Each one of them are very valuable, and I certainly respect Maria. And what she said was, it's like there's so many malefic configurations with the sun and the moon and the various different planets in September that, and then basically the whole thing starts tomorrow. That's when, for over the next 2 weeks, it's kind of like, you know, a big, excuse my French, but shitstorm. I mean, it is not going to be good. And, you know, excuse my spiritual self there, but there's no other way to describe it. It is going to be a mess. And really, each and every sign has their own problems that come in because of the configurations. And the United States of America, and we can have some problems, some serious issues with our government, with our leaders, with health, with, you know, maybe even some, you know, potential disasters. So September is it's really shaping up, not only with numerology, but also with astrology, to be difficult. Now, usually I'm the kind of person that I like to inspire people. I like to make them aware of any potential downfalls, but I really like to stress the positive. And Maria is that kind of an astrologer as well. But Maria said, you know, I can't find anything really good to say about September. She said, I really want everyone to understand, you know, it'll be over, and that's the good thing. But it's just getting through it. In the meantime, the next 2 weeks be very difficult. She actually called the 17th of September a trigger day, and I think by the 17th of September, we'll all know what the major issue is. So this can be a global thing, but it is a very strong energy that can affect the United States of America. So yippee skippy, I don't know about you, but I might just crawl into my bed and get out of it in October, okay? All
yes.
Right. Okay. Now listen, child, what I would tell you is, looking at your chart, I want to tell you that you are a nine life path, and God bless you for that, because, you know, you're at some point in the evolution of your soul coming into this lifetime where, you know, there's a major step up, and so you may not be coming back. This might be your last time around. And it's telling me that you are going to be working out a lot of past life relationships and issues in this particular lifetime. So it's kind of like you're taking the final, and this is the lifetime that you're taking the final. Now, people that have a nine life path, you know, there's a lot of very strong things for you to understand, okay? People come in and out of your life, and they may not always stay. As a matter of fact, I always say to nines, your life resembles a little bit like a country western song. My dog died, my sister stole my husband, my best friend, you know. Because there's people coming in and out of your life. And what you got to understand is, we don't wear name tags that say, hi, I'm from the 16th century and I stole your laundry and so I'm here to pay you back for it. Or maybe you owe somebody a favor and they come into your life and you've got to pay them back a favor. But there's a lot of past life things that are being worked out. So people come in and out of your life, sometimes not always to stay. You also have to understand that you're a spiritual teacher, that you teach by example. And quite often people come into your life and they learn from you when you raise their vibration. And when you've taught them all there is that you can possibly teach them, it is time for them to move on. And when they move on, another student arrives. And you may notice this sort of thing in your life. Now, another thing about the nine life path that's really important to understand is that it is a life path that is teaching you in this lifetime Christ-like energy, which is unconditional love and forgiveness and letting go. So when you examine the word unconditional, let's face it, it's easy to love Brad Pitt. He seems like a really handsome guy. He seems like he's got a great personality. Easy to love a Brad Pitt. But unconditional love requires you to love people that are very difficult to love. So if that is part of your mission in this lifetime, can you imagine if you can look back into your life and see people that are really were difficult for you that was actually trying to teach you to love unconditionally? Forgiveness. Obviously, we cannot forgive somebody until they do something to us that needs forgiving. So you have to look back in your life at anyone that's hurt you or created pain for you, and you have to understand that part of that experience was to teach you to learn to forgive. And the letting go, the most important thing a person with a nine life path has to understand is, I cannot carry the pains and the memories of my past forward into my life and have it affect my now. I must learn to let go. So your mission in this lifetime is to forgive, to love, and to let go. And that's not the easiest task to do, okay? Now, oftentimes a person with a nine life path, they're also learning what compassion is, and they're here to help humanity or to help their weaker brothers and sisters on this planet. So when you oftentimes it's normal for a nine to actually have difficult circumstances in their life, in their childhood, where maybe they were victimized or maybe they were a victim of circumstance or they had some difficult things to deal with. And you have to understand that in order to get in touch with compassion, one almost has to be a wounded healer. One almost has to experience what it feels like to need someone to reach out and help you, because from that experience, it's taught you to reach out and help others. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I really, totally. I'm understanding totally, and things are going through my mind of situations. And I think, I'm not sure, Allison, but I think that I'm almost at full circle, because I pray to God that I can get off this gravy train and just start living life in peace and harmony and no more of this garbage.
Exactly, dear.
And I kind of think I'm completing my cycle. Am I thinking right, Allison? I'm talking about,
yes,
like, taking care of my brother. Maybe I'll get a new relationship where I'll be loving and kind. And
right. All these wackadoodles in your life that have created a lot of pain that were very difficult to love, that's all part of the mission, sweetheart. And as soon as you realize it, it kind of takes the drama and the emotion out of it. It kind of, once you put it into different perspectives, it's not quite as painful and it's not quite as difficult, and that's the full circle. And you learn to forgive and let go. And sometimes you have to let go of people in your life that are creating the pain. But you don't let them go hatefully. You do it with love. You wish them well on their way. So anyhow, yes. One thing with you is if I do have to take a break here, but I would tell you, self-love is really important for you. You tend to, you know, maybe lack the confidence, or you don't take care of yourself as much as you should. You know, I'd be a little bit afraid with you with martyr complex as well. You don't have to save everybody on the planet. You understand? You know, sometimes, not if it means not taking care of you. Because you're no good to anyone else if you deplete your energy, if you don't fill your cup up, if you don't take care of you. So I really want you to work on loving you, cherishing you, taking care of yourself the same way that you take care of others. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Alyssa, can I ask you, when you're saying about the past and everything, I'm coming to the end where my cycle will be completed. Is that right? Because someone's coming back in my life from 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know it's for a reason, to finish things that we didn't finish. But
exactly.
Does that mean that he'll go then after we learn that, and then that's it?
Well, it's very... Okay. The one thing that you have to learn to do when it comes to your relationships is love for the sake of loving. Don't put expectations on it. Don't put time limits on it. Love, but don't try to hold on too tight. Just love. Enjoy the love and feel the love. Be in love. And don't try to hold on to it for your own sake. You have to learn to be selfless, meaning it's not about you in this lifetime. And I know that's tough, but sweetheart, you chose this lifetime. You chose this number. You chose this path. So just love. Enjoy it. Be in the moment with it. Don't worry about the future. Just, you know, and obviously this is something that's coming back to work itself through with you, okay? And maybe this time y'all get it right, okay?
Okay. So, Allison, do I have it right then?
This is a year for romance for you, honey. So,
it is a year for romance?
Yeah, it's a year for romance for you. Yeah.
There's only like 3 months left. I hope it comes soon, Allison.
Well,
or it could be next. Is it next year?
Hey, romance is never off the table, and I want to assure you, it's never off the table. There's certain years it's not necessarily going to work out as well as others. This is a really nice year for romance. Next year as well, strong. I would really say, you know, look for romance in December, again in February of next year. I can see where those being two strong months for a more committed relationship or something that turns into something a little bit deeper, okay?
So the next part of my life, Allison, you know, this part now till I die, it's not going to keep on being where I have to be of service and all that stuff. Did I finish this crap that I signed up for? That's what I wanted to know, bottom line. I'm sorry, Allison. I'm trying to just get to the point because I know you have to go.
I'm just trying to get out of it. No, I'm just kidding you.
Yeah. Can I?
As long as you, when you shift your perception and you understand that you're here to love unconditionally, to be compassionate, to be of service to others, and to make the world a better place, and not really necessarily want something for yourself, The universe and God is paying attention, child. God sees all the good that you do. He realizes the sacrifices that you've made. He rewards you for it. The 9 life path is one of the life paths that really is blessed financially and protected on in many levels because God knows the work that you're here to do. Now, you may not have the Prince Charming right up in front of your house and sweep you off your feet if that is what you want. However, you may be rewarded for your kindness, for your love, for your service to others in multiple other ways. So, you know, you have to understand that you're worried about when do I get mine, and that is never the approach for a 9 life path. You have to understand you will get yours because the universe, God, source, or whatever it is you want to call it, is paying attention to your life, seeing the good that you do, and will reward you immensely for it. You just simply can't sit there and demand what you want. You've just got to let it fall into your life. Now, the one thing that I would tell you regarding your relationships is visualize, visualize, visualize. If this is what you want, a perfect relationship, then start seeing it in your mind's eye and creating it, okay?
I've been visualizing Brad Pitt, but he's taken already. He doesn't realize, you know, what a good deal I am, and, you know. And
he doesn't understand what a hottie you are,
huh? He doesn't understand how loving and kind I'd be to him. You know,
doesn't
Allison,
know it.
Again, you are awesome. I can't thank you enough. There's no other way to describe you. You know your stuff. We all love you, Allison. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye. All right. I'm just going to let Seth know that I'm going to skip the break. I'm feeling pretty strong here, and I'm going to kind of try to keep on and go with the show. So, Seth, I'm doing okay. Okay, so, you know, we were talking about September. Like I said, really super intensified energy. So, you know, you can look on visiblebynumbers.com. There's a monthly forecast page. And there you can figure out your personal year number. There's a little tab that you click on at the top of the page, and it gives you a method to calculate your personal year number. The forecasts for the month are right there on the Visible by Numbers page as well. So you can read down and see what personal month number you're in, and you can maybe give you a little bit of advice regarding September and what you can expect. And if I have a little bit of time, I'll try to convey some of that to you as well. One thing that I just really wanted to bring up first off, I got this cute little message from Teresa in North Carolina, and she said that September's been a really crazy month for her. She said that the computer, telephones, and communication with loved ones has gotten totally scrambled. She can't wait till it gets over. So there you go, Mercury in retrograde. One thing I wanted to point out is recently we saw in the news Serena Williams, who is the tennis, well-known tennis player. She apparently threw a hissy fit at the U.S. Open. She threw down her racket, got herself in trouble once, and then I guess she screamed some profanities at the line judge. And I really wish that Serena followed numerology and had read her monthly forecast on my website, because what I said about anyone that's in a one personal year, in a one personal month, is to be aware that they might be a little bit egotistical, and the energy of September will make them feel like the whole month of September is all about them. And I also said you may also be more apt to get angry or aggressive, so practice counting to 10. And apparently, if she had counted to 10, it might have bode for her a little bit better as far as getting that match canceled. So I thought that that was pretty interesting. And if you actually look at Serena's chart, she's a little bit of a firecracker. Anybody with a 3 expression, they have a tendency to explode from time to time with emotions. And so there's a little bit of drama around a lot of her numbers. And so I thought that was really interesting. Now, Kanye West, last night, a big, I don't know, is it Kane? Kane? I don't know if I'm saying it right. I'm not hip. I'm a grandma. Okay, whatever. He apparently the MTV TV Awards last night, did a really stupid thing. He, took the microphone away, from Taylor Swift and, made a complete and total, excuse my French again, ass out of himself. Now, you know, I'm a numerologist. I'm going to look. I have to look at his chart. I want to know what's going on. And, you know, all I got to say is, Kanye West, welcome to the dark night of the soul, because this is all about karma for him. His past lives and things, something they maybe he did in a past life, definitely has to do with what happened last night. He's in a 7 year. He's in a 16-7 essence, and September is a 16-7 month for him, 16 being the very karmic number. And that number is talking about rising to the top and falling and losing it all, and it's all about learning humility. So I just want to say it's not going to be very pretty for Kane, because, you know, this particular trend for him is not going to stop. It's not going to stop in September. He's definitely going through a major metamorphosis over the next several years. And this is all about rising to fall, and it's about learning a different way of living. It's about learning to have humility and gaining a little bit of wisdom along the way. So good luck with that. All right, I'm pretty sure that I heard a beep. So who's calling? Hi, who's this?
My name is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Allison?
I'm very well. Do you want to give me your date of birth?
2/23/1951.
Now, do you have a numerology question, or did you just want me to look at your numbers?
Actually, really just, well, my main question is about my job.
Okay. 2/23/1951.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Whatever's going on this year, I'm just going to tell you, if there's something going on with a job, if it's bad, if you've lost your job, if you're thinking of quitting your job, if you might be getting fired from your job, it's all in perfect order. It's all in perfect timing. Let it go. If you're miserable in your job, let it go. Because this is a 9 year for you, and it's about you letting go of things. And you're actually preparing for a new opportunity that's coming in next year. It is not unusual for people to let go of something like a job. What's going on with your job?
Okay. It's certainly been a year for letting go, let me tell you.
Did you get fired or whatever?
No, didn't get fired. My company was taken over by another company. They told us there'd be, you know, we all had jobs, there'd be no changes, everything was going to be status quo.
Yeah.
It's mine. You know, it's not just mine. They're cutting hours on.
Well, if you're finding it miserable and intolerable, you know, you may not want to let go, because most people just don't up and quit a job because they don't like the new policies or whatever, because we have financial obligations. But you may find that through no fault of your own, it might be a company decision. They may cut back on staff. And if that's the case, I just want to reassure you, it's perfect timing as far as what's going on in your chart. It is time for you to move on to a different phase, a different, perhaps working on a different thing over the next 9 years. And I think September is really going to intensify, because you're going to let go of something this month. Whether it's, you know, quitting because maybe you get so frustrated or upset, or maybe it's the layoff notice or whatever. But new opportunities, definitely. I could see you in a whole entirely different job next year. So it's like,
okay,
sometimes we're afraid to let go, but we're actually preventing that new opportunity from coming. So I just want you to have faith and understand that it's all good. Now, what do you, you've got a lot of talent with words, with expression, with marketing, sales, multitasking. You are definitely got some serious media energy as well, writer energy. What do you do for a living?
I work at a psychiatric care hospital, and just on the paper, on the office admin, I push papers.
Aye. Well,
I mean, it pays my bills, you know.
You probably juggle a lot of different things, right?
I do juggle a lot of different things. I also do hypnotherapy on the side,
mm-hmm.
and that's been rather slow. And I do, I'm a Reiki master. I do a lot of different things. I really call myself an integrated therapist.
Well, yeah, because you are multi-talented. You've got a lot of that energy in your chart on many levels. You really have the ability. My thing with you is don't be a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. Learn to master something in your lifetime. I can really see you as being a body worker because I do see that as being a gift with you. And I really, I feel, how old are you exactly right now? You're over 50.
I'm
yes, you
58.
Are. Yeah. Yeah, I really kind of see you, okay, don't mind my saying so, but I really like to see you maybe, I know that you're saying that the hypnotherapy and the Reiki stuff is not really busy at this moment, but I really see you moving in that direction, whether, you know, working with a healing center or going to work somewhere using that, what you know, but I really can see where the energy wants to support that with you in your latter years.
Okay.
So I kind of would like to see you go in that direction. It might be good for you. All right?
I would love to be able, to go off and just do my hypnotherapy, my other healing things that I do, and you know.
Sure.
And I also do psychic readings, so, you know.
Yeah, well, really seriously, dear, the demand for a more holistic approach to health is going to intensify.
As a healer, that's dear to my heart.
Yeah, and I really believe that to be true, and I believe that there's going to be a very strong demand for people with your talents and abilities over the next couple of years. So hang in there. You may actually be doing something along those lines. But whatever's going on this year, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about it. Just let it go. Let it go. It's supposed to go. It's kind of like cleaning out your closet, get rid of the garbage, move on.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it this way that, you know, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. The universe is not going to put me in a position where I can't handle it.
You're good. You're good to go.
So
that's the attitude.
Do we see anything with the relationship coming up at all?
I would not. Any relationships this year, forget about it. Forget about it because it's not going to happen. You may meet somebody, but it's not going to last.
I just let go of one a few months ago.
That's it. See, you're letting go of things this year. It's not about starting this year. It's about letting go. So you just validated.
That's the second one this year. So kind of
That's okay because you can't keep a relationship going in 9 years. So it's okay. Your new opportunity comes next year. So, hey, get rid of the job. Get rid of the relationships that aren't working. Next year, some wonderful new opportunities for you to begin a whole brand new 9 cycle, which will indeed bring a new relationship as well, and one that's more permanent and lasting. So don't give up, girl.
Okay. All right. Good deal, Allison. Thank you very, very much for giving me your time.
You're welcome, sweetie. All right. Night.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So the one other thing that I wanted to mention was we all, getting back to the September, the energy, the intensity of it and how we can mess up. You know, Joe Wilson, the guy who shouted out, "You lie," at Obama's health speech. You know, and again, I had to take a look at, you know, his numbers. I wanted to know what's going on. Well, really fascinating for me. He's got a 4 birthday. He also has a 4 personality. And people that have 4 energy usually tend to be very black and white. They do not see the gray areas. They also have very high moral values and ethics. And the one thing that 4s hate are liars. I mean, if you lie to somebody that's got a lot of 4 energy, you've just made an enemy for life. And what was fascinating to me when I looked up to see where his energy was in September, don't you just know he's in a 4 personal year and he's in a 4 personal month. So what a perfect timing to make that kind of an accusation and calling someone a liar, because that energy was definitely influencing him. So I actually found that one to be actually very humorous. So anyhow, when it comes to your energy in September, I again stress, go to visiblebynumbers.com, my website, go to the monthly forecast, figure out your personal year number, and read the forecast. And I also do suggest that you visit Maria DeSimone's website, which is Insightful Astrology.
two for the price of one, really. She has some wonderful forecasts there. And needle eight, why not match them both up, your numerology and your astrology, and get as much guidance and insight as possible. I know I heard a beep. Caller, I have a few more minutes left. Who's calling, please? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. We must have lost the caller, and that's just fine. Caller, I'm sorry if they we dropped you. You're welcome to call back in if you like. All right, so one thing that you can do as well when you're on Visible by Numbers is you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. And, you know, I started this newsletter eons ago when I first started reading professionally, and I did it as a service for my clients because I wanted to be as helpful as possible to them, to give them as much information to make good, sound decisions in their lives. And my newsletter list has gotten rather huge. But it's a wonderful way to keep in touch with your numerology, to get monthly forecasts, to understand your personal years. I try to make it a very informative newsletter. So while you're on the website, be sure to sign up for the newsletter. And I know I just heard a beep. Caller, who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, speak up a little.
Hi. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. This is Natalie calling from New York.
Hi, Natalie from New York. Do you want to give me your date of birth quick?
1875.
And do you have a specific question, Natalie, or do you want me to just look at it real quick and tell you what it is?
Just look at my numbers real quickly.
Okay, we've only got a few minutes left on the show, but I'll do my very best.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Eight. Okay, this year for you, one of the things that I want to, I think I'll, because I only have a few minutes, I'll just try to zone in on this year for you. And this year, you know, you may have found that you've had to be very patient, that maybe there was something that you've been trying to, maybe tried to start last year, and you're trying to maybe go over some plans or maybe work through it a little bit more. But this is a year really where you've got to kind of be patient. There can be some delays. You may feel a little indecisive this year as well. But I'm assuring you that starting in October, you're going to feel a lot more positive and you're going to feel as though you're moving forward in your life. This year may have brought around you disagreements or arguments or cranky people, or you've had to keep the peace, or maybe on some level, you know, become the pacifist. Certainly you've been very sensitive, like your emotions, almost a little empathic, where you kind of feel things, and your intuitiveness has been strong, and so, you know, a little anxiety comes in, a little fear comes in whenever the two energy is around, because you're just so incredibly sensitive this year. What I would tell you for September is just be patient. Try not to invoke any arguments or fight with anybody. I would tell you to, you know, run the other way. If you want to kick somebody's butt, wait until October to do it, okay?
Okay.
Just keep the peace in September. Stay away from any fights. You know, it's kind of like incoming. You just want to treat yourself like you're in a proverbial glass house and there's incoming coming rocks, okay? So just stay in a peaceful environment. Stay away from people. You know, take care of yourself and, wait it out.
Okay.
Because really, you're super sensitive. Have you been feeling more psychic or more anxiety or having
yes.
more dreams this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm going through a divorce, and he's fighting me on it. Doesn't want to sign the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Next year's going to be a lot happier for you. I see you as being in a much more social setting, much more social situation. Your friends will be more supportive. I think you're going to be a lot happier. This year for you has required the patience of a saint, and you've had to play the role of the peacemaker. And I feel that maybe you've been a little depressed or stressed. And so, you know, you're going to move out of this energy, girl. September's going to be tough, but come October, you're going to start to feel next year coming in, okay?
Wonderful.
So cheer up. Cheer up. You'll get over it, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, honey. Take care.
Take care.
All righty. All right, everyone. Well, thankfully, our hour's up. I really appreciate
all the people that called into the show. I really appreciate all of you out there that were listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back again next week. And so in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.